Track 7. Ahead of her new novel, The Housekeeper, inspired by Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, Rose Tremaine reflects on a life in writing rooted in Norfolk.
Last night, I dreamt I went to Manderley again. It seemed to me I stood by the iron gate leading to the drive. And for a while, I could not enter, for the way was barred to me. Then, like all dreamers, I was possessed of a sudden with supernatural powers and passed like a spirit through the barrier before me.
Reimagining Rebecca. It's one of the most treasured and bewitching works of modern literature. An instant bestseller, it has never been out of print since its release in 1938. It went on to inspire an iconic Hitchcock movie starring two of the greatest actors of a generation. It continues to fascinate in print and on stage and screen through adaptations, sequels and retellings. But how did author Daphne du Maurier come up with the idea of her classic gothic suspense novel, Rebecca? This was the question award-winning novelist Rose Tremaine asked herself as she was once again mesmerised by the performances of Laurence Olivier and Joan Fontaine in the lead roles of the 1940 movie. It's a very powerful film, but its extraordinary grip owes a huge amount to the performance of Judith Anderson, the lesser-known actress who plays the malevolent Mrs. Danvers, says Rose. Mrs. Danvers is the housekeeper at Manderley, a great estate owned by Maxim de Winter, a wealthy widower. When he remarries, his young, unnamed bride finds that both Maxim and his household are haunted by the dark secrets of his beautiful, manipulative first wife, Rebecca. Mrs. Danvers is the housekeeper at Manderley, a great, grand estate owned by Maxim de Winter, a wealthy widower. When he remarries, his young, unnamed bride finds that both Maxim and his household are haunted by the dark secrets of his beautiful, manipulative first wife, Rebecca. Mrs. Danvers adored her late mistress and, as a sinister force, torments the new, shy bride. I wondered, how did du Maurier dream that up? Says Rose. I'm inclined to believe that when writers create flawed and jealous characters, there is much self-analysis going on. Her musings subsequently led to her to create her own short story called The Housekeeper. In this, Rose imagined the author Daphne du Maurier meeting a woman who works in a grand house on the Cornish coast. This woman, known as Danny, is Rose's narrator, who protests about being portrayed as Mrs. Danvers in Daphne's novel, seeing it as a portrayal of her intense and forbidden sexual relationship. Having a fictional character asserting her own reality is a good way of turning things around, says Rose. The story was initially published in The American Lover in 2014, one of five collections of short stories Rose has published in her formidable career. Considered one of Britain's most prolific and popular writers, Rose was named as one of Granta's best young British novelists in 1982, alongside Martin Amis, Ian McEwan, Pat Barker and Salman Rushdie. She's written 17 novels to high acclaim. Restoration was shortlisted for the Booker Prize in 1989 and Music and Silence won the Whitbread Prize in 1999. She became Dame Rose Tremaine in 2020 for services to writing. Her work is known for the scope of themes and settings that she explores, not returning to a subject or style but seeking to push the boundaries. In Sacred Country, she featured a transgender character and The Road to Home told the story of an immigrant from Eastern Europe. I've always been interested in trying to inhabit people outside myself, she says. I want to try new things, different stories, different places, different historical periods. It's part of my slightly restless nature. Rose has written three novels and a memoir in the past 12 years since her short story was published. Yet the world of Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca has remained with her. I was very affected by Danny's story, she says. I kept feeling there were unexplored depths in it. When a friend, a fellow novelist, suggested The Housekeeper would make a good film, Rose saw a chance to revisit the material and acquired a contract to write the screenplay from Julia Taylor Stanley at Artemis Films. The £10 million movie will be released next year with a star-studded cast and directed by Richard Eyre. While working on this, Rose also began writing the story as a novel, which will be published this month. Pieces of work undergo things you don't expect, she says. I remember when I was teaching at the UEA years ago, I told my students that it's a folly to think stories can morph into books because they're conceived and realised by very different ways and means. Yet this one has morphed into a movie and a book. I've had to stop myself here. Somebody said to me the other day that I should go the full Henry James and write an opera. I feel I know these characters as well as I've ever known any characters that I've invented. Meticulously researching the life of Daphne du Maurier for this story, Rose says she generally avoids writing about real people in fiction. Invariably, the reader winds up with what I call biographical unease, she says. They don't know whether they're reading the truth or an author's version of the truth. Rose's depiction of Daphne du Maurier is very much an author's version of the truth, but her bisexuality is not an invention. It's a known fact about her life. I felt I was filling in what might have happened or what Daphne might have loved to have happened. Of course, at the time that she was a young woman, a same-sex love affair was extremely dangerous for her. She was risking complete social ostracism. There were so many things pushing and pulling at Daphne as a writer, Rose says. Not least the difficulties in her marriage as her husband, Sir Frederick Browning, who had fought heroically in both world wars, suffered from agonising depression. And that's very hard to deal with for the partner, particularly if you're doing creative work. Unconditional support from an affectionate spouse is a wonderful thing to have, and du Maurier didn't ever really have it. Rose, though, enjoys a supportive relationship with her partner, the biographer Richard Holmes. They've been together for 34 years and share a home on the outskirts of Norwich. While friends and family have moved back to London, she doesn't think they'll leave. We're both so attached to this house and work well here. We can't replicate that in London, she says. Days follow an established pattern for them both, with mornings dedicated to admin or pottering in the garden before meeting for lunch, where, over lots of coffee, they discuss their respective projects. We talk a lot, she says, particularly when things aren't going well. Rose tends to write in the afternoon, she says, from about 2 until 6 or 7. I used to be able to work about 7 or 8 hours a day, but I can't do that anymore. My energy levels and my stamina are weaker than they once were. Now aged 82, Rose had pancreatic cancer in 2019 and was in hospital for 49 days, recovering from the gruelling Whipple operation. It was terrible, but I survived it, just, she says, and she's relishing exploring new ideas and new opportunities. Another short story collection is in the offing, but she also has a secret project. I've got film fever. I have another screenplay in development, which I'd love to see through to production, perhaps next year. She has clearly enjoyed working with the cast and crew this time. On set at Nebworth Hall in Hertfordshire for the filming of The Housekeeper, she loved talking to the actors between shots. Anthony Hopkins, Helena Bonham Carter, Katrina Balfe and Emma Laird star. And with filming going on while she was still working on the novel, Rose says she could hear Hopkins' voice speaking her dialogue as she was writing it, which was rather enabling and fun. With long days and bad weather, the filming was demanding, though, and the experience opened her eyes to how difficult it is to work in film. The comings and goings of cast, budget issues, legal and insurance questions, people asking for things they couldn't have. My heroine is the producer, Julia Taylor Stanley, to whom my book is dedicated. I coined the nickname Tulip for her, somebody who grows and grows. She just would not give up on this project. She was determined to see it through. The passion for the project was evident, Rose says, in everyone involved. We had a wonderful A-list team to bring this to life, but I hope that both the film and my novel, that they pay homage to the original book and its writer. I think everybody's going to go flooding back to Rebecca. The Housekeeper is published by Chatto & Windus and is priced £20.